My dearly beloved in Christ, today's gospel, today's parable, ends with these words from our Lord. So also, my heavenly Father will do to you if you do not each forgive your brothers from your hearts. So these words indicate to us the lesson of the parable, the lesson of the story, mutual forbearance and forgiveness. And it sometimes helps to gain the most out of the gospel, to take out the New Testament and read a few of the verses before and after the selection that we read at Mass. And we find two verses before this gospel, the words of St. Peter to our Lord, Lord, how many times should my brother offend me and I forgive him? Seven times? And you know the story. Our Lord said, I say not to you seven times, but 70 times seven times. In other words, as often as your brother offends you and comes back and asks forgiveness and is contrite, forgive him. As many times as that happens. And of course, is not this what Almighty God does for us? How many times he has forgiven us? How many times we've gone to the confessional? Into the confessional, confessed our sins, and asked forgiveness. And God is so good and so forgiving. Now you notice in this parable the difference between the debt owed by this servant who is called before the king, who owed 10,000 talents. Now a talent was an amount of silver, a certain weight of silver. So it's an enormous sum that he owed. And the king, the master, commanded him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had so that payment could be made. And he fell down on his knees and besought the master, have pity on me, give me time, and I will pay thee all. And the master was moved with compassion. And not only did he give him the request, which was for more time to pay the debt, he simply wiped out the whole debt. He forgave it all. And is not God that way with us? That we ask a little and he gives us even more than we ask. His heart is the heart of a father, a good and loving father. And he forgives even more again than we deserve. But now this servant who had just had his debt forgiven, he goes out and finds a fellow servant who owed him a paltry sum. It says 100 denarii. In other translations of this gospel, it says 100 pence. In other words, a very small amount compared to what he had owed his master. And he demands the repayment of that debt immediately. But the man does not have wherewith to pay even that small debt. And again, as the first one did, he asks for time. But his fellow servant has no pity and demands that he be put in jail until the debt is paid. So the fellow servants, hearing this, were very afflicted. They went to the master and told him all that happened. And he called in that servant and he said, I had pity on you. Should not you have had pity on your fellow servant? And as it says, he handed him over to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. That is a symbol or an idea of purgatory. It is a time in which individuals suffer until they have paid all the debt. But that is in the next life. And now is the time for mercy. And again, if God is merciful to us, should we not be merciful to our fellow man? We know one of the Beatitudes, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. But are we merciful? Are we merciful to our fellow men? I'd like to read to you at least a section of a wonderful meditation in this regard from The Imitation of Christ. You have probably read these words before. It's chapter 16 of the first book. And the title is Bearing the Defects of Others. We know that God has so disposed things that we all have a human nature, we all have our defects, we all have our failings, and we must bear, as St. Paul says, one another's burdens for the love of our Lord. And if we need to bear with another, we should remember that others have to bear with us. So here are the words from the meditation. Endeavor to be patient in supporting the defects and infirmities of others, of what kind soever, because you also have many things which others must bear with. If you cannot make yourself such a one as you would like, how can you expect to have another according to your liking? We would willingly have others perfect, and yet we mend not our own defects. We would willingly have others strictly corrected, but we are not willing to be corrected ourselves. The large liberty of others displeases us, and yet we would not be denied anything we asked for. We are willing that others should be bound up by laws, and we suffer not ourselves by any means to be restrained. Thus it is evident how seldom we weigh our neighbor in the same balance with ourselves. And these words are only too true. Parents, for example, are very familiar with that. Their children probably complain from time to time, well, he or she, pointing to their brothers and sisters, they had this privilege, or you gave them this, or you gave them that, feeling that they are mistreated, that they are not treated equally with their siblings, that sort of sibling rivalry. And is it not true that we are all like that in different ways? We feel sorry for ourselves. We give in to self-pity. We think others have it better than we. And so this is really the lesson of the gospel: to be merciful, to be forgiving, and to be always mindful that our Heavenly Father forgives all who are truly contrite and ask forgiveness of their sins. Speaking of bearing one another's burdens, and remember, it reminds me what a young man once told me, which is really sad. He said that his grandparents never spoke to one another. And I said, you mean never? He said, no, they never. They live in the same house. They had gotten to such a point in their mutual relationship, they disliked one another. And they lived their own separate lives, living in the same house. What a tragedy. What a pitiful state. And again, this can happen to us when we feel sorry for ourselves and we're always looking at the faults of others, always blaming them, always interiorly judging and criticizing. And yet we want to be treated very differently. So let us love one another, as our Lord said, forgive one another as we wish to be forgiven. And if we have that forgiving spirit, then we can be confident that God in his mercy will forgive us our debts, which are likely much greater than those of others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.